Blog Talk Radio. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 133 of the Healing Fountain Show. And today we're very honored to welcome singer-songwriter Richard Keogh. Now, I had the great pleasure of meeting Richard a few weeks ago when he was doing a mind, body, and spirit fair not far from where I live. So I met him and his music as well. But before we bring him on, we're going to bring Gary on. Are you there, Gary? Over there
I
in
am
Pennsylvania.
Here. Hello, Jen Christie. Hello, everyone. Hiya. Welcome to yet another edition of The Healing Fountain. And here we are. Yes, we have a special guest, Richard Angelman Keogh. And I'm looking forward to listening to him and sharing or listening to what he has to share with us.
He's going to be sharing about the violet flame today. as well as some of his really fantastic music. But before we actually do bring him on, I'd like to just mention that at 6 o'clock today, I had information about lemon and citrus, in brackets, is a miraculous product to kill cancer. How about that? And what you do is just cut 2 to 3 thin slices of lemon and put it in a cup containing drinking water, and the water will become alkaline water. You drink it for the whole day just by adding more water, and take it as drinking water every day. It's good for health, and not only does it cure cancer when you have it, it also helps you to prevent you from getting it. And this is from the Institute of Health Sciences, Charles Street, Baltimore. So it's over there where you're from, Gary, over there in Baltimore. And it's 10,000 times stronger than chemotherapy, and it doesn't kill healthy cells, only the cancerous cells. And why do we not know more about it? Because there are laboratories interested in making synthetic products that will bring them huge profits. So you can now help a friend in need by letting him or her know that lemon juice is beneficial in preventing the disease. Its taste is pleasant, and it does not produce the horrific effects of chemotherapy. So it's certainly worth trying that. It's very useful in all variants of cancer, so it says, and it's also considered as an antimicrobial spectrum against bacterial infections and fungi, effective against internal parasites and worms, and it regulates blood pressure, which is too high, and it works as an antidepressant, combats stress and nervous disorders. And the source of the information is fascinating because it comes from one of the largest drug manufacturers in the world, who says that after more than 20 years of laboratory tests since 1970, that the extract revealed that it destroys the malignant cells in 12 cancers, including colon, breast, prostate, lung, and pancreas. And it's 10,000 times better than the product adriamycin, a drug normally used as chemotherapy in the world, slowing the growth of cancer cells. And what is even more astonishing, this type of therapy with lemon extract only destroys malignant cancer cells and does not affect healthy cells, which is what we definitely need. And in fact, after 6 weeks of having this virus in my system, I'm going to try that tomorrow, Gary, along with my Maluka honey.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had a real problem with this bug that I've had. 6 weeks.
Yeah, they're making lots of discoveries with the alkaline. If you increase the alkalinity of water, how the magical healing properties of simply doing that is quite amazing. You know, and there are more and more cancer survivors these days than ever before. And the numbers of people surviving cancer are actually, you know, the scales are actually tipping in the direction of, you know, cancer being a survivable disease, and a disease that we don't necessarily need to undergo all of that nasty chemotherapy, et cetera, in order to, you know, receive therapy from it. So there are a lot of wonderful alternatives sifting to the surface these days around cancer that are natural and non-synthetic and non-poisonous. You know, basically, chemotherapy is poisonous. They want to halt all cell growth, whether it be healthy or otherwise, in order to eliminate the cancerous cells. You know, and it was, you know, to the place where the patient, you know, nearly brings about the patient's own demise, simply to bring about, you know, some sort of a cure. And
it's wonderful to see. Yes, but the patient died.
Right.
But anyway,
it's wonderful to see it.
It is. The more things they bring out like that, the better.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to start taking that tomorrow for my bad cold and cough. Anyway.
There you go.
Yeah. We're going to bring Richard on, I think, now, because before he actually talked to us about the violet flame, which heals on all levels of being, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, I'd like to also speak to him about his animal sanctuary because he looks after horses. And so are you there, Richard? We'll bring you on now and just talk to us about your animal sanctuary, please.
Hello, you're Richard. Thank you for being with us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Gary. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
I want to know about the Animal Healing Trust.
Yes, yes. Tell us about that.
Well, a few years ago, I was invited to do some healing at a horse sanctuary, and the horse sanctuary had to close, and the horses that had been saved were going to be put back into the circuit that had caused them all the problems. So I suddenly took on two horses, which fast became four, then five and six, until it grew to the point I thought, I'm going to have to start a charity here. And we sort of formed the Animal Healing Trust, which is www.animalhealingtrust.org, with the idea that we change people's understanding about horses and about them being these beautiful souls, because I didn't come from the traditional horse world. I came into it just purely from the healing aspect, and I was shocked at the treatment of horses and animals in general.
Yes.
So we decided to form a charity that would provide a place to re-educate people, but it was also going to physically make a difference. And we've rescued 24 horses so far. One's just, unfortunately, just died. But we sort of work with the idea of holistic treatments, where we use Reiki and angel healing and lots of natural therapies. We use a lot of aloe vera and honeyed products to bring about a whole well-being of the horses. We rent 22 acres in the Midlands in England, in a place called Withall, and we allow the horses to live in herds, which is unheard of in most places because most people could have keep them sort of paired off or in little postage stamp sized paddocks, and we sort of let our horses roam in herds
naturally. How they do traditionally, isn't
yeah.
it? That's brilliant. And when did you start writing your beautiful angel music, Richard?
It started really about sort of the mid-80s. I started writing music, and I found some tapes from 1984, and when I listened back to them, the lyrics were all really, really sort of pointing in the direction that I'm in now, really, which is about sort of connecting with Source and looking within and sort of...
That's really strange, possible. Isn't it, how that happens? And you can see your journey years later, can't you?
Well, it's kind of, I look back and I actually sort of think that the lyrics were actually in some ways, I think were sort of stronger in some sense, because they were coming from a total place of inspiration without any sort of prior knowledge. It was just flowing. It's taken me a few years to get back to that place where I just let it flow through me again.
That's brilliant. And you sell your CDs to raise money for the animal charity as well, don't you?
Yes, we're sort of totally self-funded. We are a registered charity, but obviously, you know, we sort of 23 horses, it does cost a lot. So, yeah, I sell my music on my website, www.angelman.co.uk. There's also an album called Waking Dream on iTunes. And, yes, I also do guided meditation CDs, which are also available. And all the money just goes towards paying all the bills.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant. Well, before we go any further, and before you tell us about the Violet Flame, I think we'll cue your song, A Better Man. It's a lovely song. This one's by Richard Keogh. So we'll give this one a spin.
Great.
I thought I heard him say, You are a Celtic sun. You are the one, now can't you say? It's written in your eyes. So I say, I'll be a better man today than I was yesterday. And though I know it might sound strange, an angel told me I'll be a better man today than I was yesterday. And though I know it might sound strange, an angel told me. Angels keep on knocking, keep on knocking at my door. I open up and let them in as the healing time begins. Many times I've walked this earth, different faces, different names, but it's all one journey leading to a higher plane. And we say, universal sun, we are all one, now can't you say? It's written in our eyes. And so I say, I'll be a better man today than I was yesterday. Though I know it might sound strange, an angel told me I'll be a better man today than I was yesterday. Though I know it might sound strange, an angel told me.
Look, my way,
look my way.
We're going to bring him back on because he's going to talk about our theme, which is the violet flame.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the violet flame, when I was little, I was a young boy, I was visited at night by this sort of swirling presence that hovered over my bed. And not being sort of brought up religious, I thought it was a ghost. But it turned out that once I overcame my fear, it turned out to be angels and beings that I later found out to be ascended masters. And they basically were telling me when I was young that when I was older, I was going to be doing talks, workshops, and creating music that would share the information that we call now the violet flame and the masters and the angels. So basically, the talk I'm going to be doing today is about the benefits of working with the energy known as the violet flame.
Ooh.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Do you want me to carry on?
Yes, please. Riveting. I love the violet flame.
The basically, like anything, life is about energy. And because of our life decisions and because of the air that we breathe and the food that we eat, we sort of basically fill ourselves up with, a lot of the time, quite sort of heavy, cloggy energy. And basically this energy form, which is known as the violet flame, is the frequency of energy that will just go in to your whole body on every level, a cellular level, and basically cleanse that energy, lift its vibration, transforming it from a heaviness into a lightness of being. And it is a miracle cure. And I would say to anybody that if you have got any kind of problems, whether it's physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, if you start to work regularly with this energy, you'll see amazing results. I believe with all my heart that anything in this world is possible, because everything is just energy. And once you understand how to work with energy, you can change it, you can heal it. But like anything, you don't get nothing for nothing. Although the violet flame is a miracle cure, you have to actually put the time in to create the energy to use it. And this is where...
Yes, I must totally agree with that. The violet flame, I work with the violet flame energy myself. And especially while I'm traveling, I surround myself with it. And it has never, ever steered me wrong. I'll have to vouch for you there. Yeah, it's a very powerful energy.
Thanks, Gary. It's in fact, one of the times I was actually... Through my work with the Violet Flame, I created several groups throughout the Midlands, and one of them was in St Caulfield, and it's been meeting there for about 11 years, once a month, and we tend to sort of like tackle some of the bigger projects, I like to think of them, where we will create huge amounts of Violet Flame, because when you get a group of people together, there's a beautiful, magical thing happens that I believe it's a special dispensation whereby the amount of energy that each person creates is magnified by the next person. So, you know, if you said a mantra for, you know, 10 times, it would be 10 times 10 times 10. And before long, I mean, we regularly have sort of 30 or 40 people, so you can create huge amounts of energy. And one of the times, during one of these meetings, I was guided to take some people down to Glastonbury Tor to do some land healing with the Violet Flame. And it was there that I met some Americans who invited me over to West Virginia to do a talk. I went over, and it was there that I found out that they'd actually seen this huge ball of Violet Flame come from Britain and swallow up this massive sea of dark energy. And it had been on the day that my Sunday gathering group had... done some work to transmute. At the time, there was a huge cull going on in Britain of all the cows. There was a BSE, a disease scare, and they were just killing senselessly lots of animals. And I was asked by the masters and the angels that if the group would create enough energy to burn away this effect. And what amazed me was that this chap in West Virginia, his group, had actually seen this violet flame energy that we'd created actually did the work.
Wow, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant, yes.
Wow. Really good. And I like to use it also because in this time when we're all hoping to ascend, what it actually does is it cleanses in between all the neutrons and protons, thus making it so that they can spin faster, and that actually raises your vibration. So just by using it, you raise your vibration.
Absolutely, yes. And the more you use it, the more you'll understand it, mm-hmm. and the more you come to trust it. It's not about, you know, I don't understand it, so therefore I don't use it. I think that's backwards. It's the other way around. Simply begin using it and trusting that you will derive a benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from that intent, go from there. And every time you use it, the more you use it, the more you'll understand it, and the more you become to trust it.
Yes, and
that's been my experience anyway.
Yeah, and the more you visualize how well it's working, the better it works, because
of course.
We are creators and we are creating our reality and creating the sort of life we want for ourselves. And so all these tools, and that's what they are, tools that we can use to improve everything all around us, the more we visualize it, the better it works.
That's exactly. Right.
It's a very important...
Sorry, go ahead, Richard. Hello?
Richard, are you there? Hello?
Have we lost him?
Well, he may have ascended.
That's a creative...
Well, there he is.
There he is, yeah.
He came back.
And then...
You're cutting out, Richard, for some reason. There's actually a question in the chat room by Angel Michael, and he says he uses his rose quartz crystal pyramid and it feels good. And is there a good way to use these better? Well, as we were just saying, visualize the effect that you're trying to achieve as well.
Hi there. Yeah, I lost connection then. I'm back.
I know. I'm glad you're back.
I'm back.
Could you answer Angel Michael's question, please, Richard?
Yes, let's have a look.
Thank you.
I visualize a ball of energy between my hands and I build a construct and it's very powerful. What is the best way to direct the energy physically? Well, everything really is powered by your visualization, your thoughts. So physically, you're moving it. I mean, if you actually physically move your hands, then obviously that's going to be symbolic for you. But also it's actually going to physically move the heavier particles of the energy to wherever you want to direct them. If you're building a ball of energy, I usually, it is a symbolic act in a way, but I actually sort of physically draw my hands from the top of my head down to the ground and expand them when I'm sort of working with my energy field. So I would say it's a combination of using your visualization with your third eye, your mind to sort of focus the energy, and physically just move your hands to symbolize and to sort of guide the heavier particles of the energy.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And Richard, I meant to mention to everyone that for anybody who lives locally or sort of anywhere between your place and my place, on the 6th of May, at my place, we're actually having an Angel Day, aren't we?
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. We're going to be working with as many of the archangels and the angels that we possibly can. One of the blessings that I was given was that my music can contain sort of soul keys and help people to link with the higher realms. So we're going to be sort of using some of the music to do a guided meditation and link in with everybody's personal guardian angel, which is usually very, very sort of beautiful and powerful thing to experience. We're also going to be working with sort of finding out what other angels and archangels people are working with or are connected to by some exercises. There's going to be a lot of information. It's also going to be giving some sort of prayers and mantras so that people will be able to know how to call the different types of angels and protect themselves and their loved ones.
That's brilliant.
Wonderful.
Right. And the proceeds will be going towards the animal sanctuary, of course. And if anybody wants any further information on that, they can either contact myself on the gold ring, message me on there, or by email, if you get an email from me every week telling you about the show, or can they contact you on your webpage, Richard?
Yes, you can contact me. I've also got a Facebook page, so if people want to sort of connect through Facebook, I can actually, you know, answer questions or via email. All of these are available on my website. People can sort of contact me through there.
Yeah, and what is your Facebook as well.
Say your website again.
The website is www.angelman.co.uk, all lowercase, all one word.
Okay, angelman.co.uk.
That's
put it in the chat room for everyone. So there you have it.
Thanks, Gary.
You're a star, Gary.
He is a star. Right, well, we're going to be clicking on the Violet Flame video in a second, unless you have anything else you want to add about that, Richard.
I was making just one point about sort of maximizing the effect of the Violet Flame, and that was to sort of use your throat chakra to create the energy, use your third eye to visualize it, But to really empower it, you've got to put the feeling into it via your heart chakra. So it's a threefold action, and if you use those three sort of points, the violet flame will be very, very powerful and effective in whatever way you're using it.
That's brilliant.
Great.
Okay, then.
And really quickly, I want to mention about the video. When you click the link and pull up the player, there's an advertisement, or an advertisement, as they say in the UK, that will play first, okay?
Oh,
what
dear.
You need to do is skip the ad, click the little thing that says skip the ad in 3 seconds or whatever it does. And when you've done that, you will then go ahead, pause the player, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, then send up a heart in the chat room to let us know that you're ready. And
yeah.
Mine is already done. I've already queued mine up, so there's my ticket.
Yes,
and the heart is the ticket for everyone. And go ahead and do that. And as we wait for the hearts, we will be prepared.
I'll get over to the switchboard and cue the music as soon as everyone's ready. And
Okay.
Yeah, the adverts on loads of the YouTubes are just a pain.
Sometimes, yes, those adverts really get to be...
There's not one...
quite tricky
anymore.
Yeah,
it's not on the soundtrack. The soundtrack is advert-free.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
But you have to get around the advert.
Yeah, you do first, so we can all play together.
Right.
Okay.
And
right,
here come
so.
The hearts. So, here they come.
So, okay, I'll count you down, shall I? Okay, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. And the music is by Libra.
Thank you.
right now it's time to light our candles. I'm lighting my candle because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. I also light my candle because it represents the light that we take out into all the world and hopefully help other people to light their candles if they so wish. It's their choice. And I light my candle every week for peace in the world and peace in the body. Lack of peace causes us disease. And now we're going to ask Richard if he'd like to invite the angelic realm, please.
In the name of the Christ, in the name I am that I am, in the name of the Goddess, in the name of the Buddhic Light, I call forth beloved Archangel Michael and Faith and the Blue Lightning Angels. I call forth Archangel Raphael and Mary and the Healing Angels. I call forth Archangel Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst and the Violet Flame Angels and all of the angelic realm to bless us with their presence, to help us and to guide us and to connect with the higher realms and with our true purpose. Amen.
Wherever you are in the world, right this moment, you are in the presence of the angelic realm. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. mitakoye oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Wherever you are, start to breathe. Breathe deeply. Breathing in. Holding that breath for a second. And then breathing out. Breathe more deeply than you would normally breathe in your everyday life. As you do so, you'll become more and more relaxed, more and more calm. And wherever you find yourself, either behind you or in front of you, a figure will start to appear. At first, you may only see the outline, perhaps the head and shoulders. But as you focus upon them, they become clearer and clearer, until you realize that behind or before you, is a beautiful being of light. And this being of light holds out their arms, and between the palms of their hands a beautiful ball of light is formed. And they stretch their arms wide as the ball of light grows larger and larger and larger. Yeah. come from the palms of the hands. Beautiful things, red light, start to fill that book. And these colors will be the frequencies and energy that you need today. Watch as the ball of light fills with these beautiful bands of color. And as the ball of light grows larger and larger and larger, it gently slips down around the whole of your physical and energetic body. And when the ball of light is completely insulated, take some deep breath, breathing in all of the colors that are unique to your needs today. As you breathe them in, take the colors deep into your lungs. Hold them for a second. And then breathe them out. And as you breathe out, those colors will flood your body. And using the power of your imagination and visualization, take those colors to every part of your body. All the way down to your toes, all the way to your fingertips, and to the top of your head. And if there is a particular part of your body or your emotions that you know are struggling, then send extra light there. And in particular, bathe those areas with the violet flame. And you can picture this as a beautiful violet flame mist, or as gentle flames. Allow the frequency of the energy that is known as the violet flame to saturate that part of your being and world that needs assistance. And let the energies start to work their magic. To assist you in this healing, the being of light that is working with you will place an amethyst crystal into the palms of your hands. This crystal has been charged with violet flame energies and healing energies from those beings of light that are working with you. They are attuned to your frequency. They are attuned to your specific needs. They are attuned to your healing. And as you hold this amethyst crystal in the palms of your hands, you can feel the energy. Feel the tingling in your hands as the energy passes through the different layers and levels of your being and energizes the violet flame that is already within your being. Repeat the mantra to yourself, either in your head or out loud. I am one with the violet flame. I am perfect in God's name. I am one with the violet flame. I am perfect in God's name. I am one with the violet flame. I am perfect in God's name. As you repeat this mantra, the energy will build and build and build until you create around you a beautiful swirling vortex of violet flame energy that will transmute any low frequency energy that it touches. Breathe in that beautiful violet flame energy into your innermost being. Feel it cleansing the very cells of your body. Feel yourself being rejuvenated. Feel your eternal youth, your true reality, returning to each and every part of your being. Feel every cell and fiber of your being resurrected into wholeness. I am whole. I am whole. I am whole. Feel this energy being generated within your very being. Feel your heart chakra expanding with this amazing energy. Know that anything is possible. Know that you can reclaim every cell and fiber of your being. Know that you are meant to be perfectly well. Know that it is your divine birthright. And know that all heaven and earth will move with you to reach this state of pure health and lightness of being. The being of light that is working with you has been working with you for a long time. They are known by many names. But know that there is an angel working with you. And in this moment, the angel will move very close to you. The angel will enfold you in their arms and also wrap their wings around you. Know that you are never alone. Know that the angelic realm is always standing by your side whenever you need them. And if you can, look into the eyes, look into the face of the angel that is connecting with you at this very moment. And as your eyes connect, a beautiful ray of light will pass from their eyes to yours. And then another ray of light will pass from their heart to your heart chakra. And you can feel your whole being flooded with this beautiful light. And in this moment, you can actually feel and sense true love. And in this moment, you are wrapped in this beautiful pink light that entwines in ribbons with the violet light that is all around you, creating this beautiful swirl of pink and violet. And together, these colours create a beautiful feeling of peace and healing. Feel that energy as it penetrates deep, deep within you. Know that from this moment forward, you will always have a special, strong, deep connection with this particular angelic being. Just spend a few moments giving thanks to this beautiful angel for the assistance and the healing you've been given. Do so now. When you've finished, start to breathe in deeply. And as you breathe in, you'll find your consciousness returning back to your physical body and back to the outer waking consciousness, breathing yourself back into your body. Breathing yourself back. And with every second that passes, you find your consciousness returning to the outer waking dream. But know that from this moment forward, you will still always carry this very strong, beautiful connection with your angel. And know that you can also ask this angel to enfold you in their wings and in their energy for the rest of this day and night, bringing yourself back. And when you're ready, you'll open your eyes and your meditation for the moment will be over.
And I love the way I love the way you make me feel. For our love keeps on shining bright, flowing like a river. Let me stay this way forever. In love with you like this forever. Let me stay, oh, let me stay. Please let me stay, oh, let me stay. Some things are written, some things are just meant to be. Can't stop the sun now from shining. You can't turn back the sea. For our love keeps on shining bright, flowing like a river. Let me stay this way forever. In love with you like this forever. Let me stay, oh, let me stay. Please let me stay, oh, let me stay. Let me stay this way forever. Let me hold you close now in the night. You know that it feels so right. Let me stay this way forever. You know I'm right, I can't be wrong. Listen as I sing my song, yeah.
To close our chakras if you've been meditating, and it's very easy. You just pretend you have doors, go to the top of your head, closing that door, and down to the third eye, closing that door, to the throat chakra, closing that door, to the heart chakra, closing that one, down to the solar plexus, closing that door, and to the navel chakra, closing that one. Then to the base chakra, closing that one. And to the feet chakra, keeping that open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the purple pyramid, sealed at the top with a blue seal. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to all the angelic realm for being with us today. Thank you to Richard Keogh for the beautiful meditation. And next week, we have Sheila with the crystals coming. That's Sheila Picton. to do her crystal healing. That's next week. And don't go away yet, because we're going to play another beautiful song by Richard. I can just find it.
Well, I have to tell you, that meditation was wonderful.
Absolutely.
It was quite lovely, yes. Thank you, Richard.
Everything's acting up tonight, Gary. It's one of those nights, isn't it? One of those days.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, another beautiful song by Richard. It's called Stay This Way. No, we just have that one. Sorry, we just have that one. I've got that titled wrong on the other track that I played. Never mind. We've got an absolutely beautiful song also that Richard chose. He chose some lovely music, and he chose Lovely Day as well.
Ah, wonderful.
I know, I like that one. Do you find when you're typing in on this switchboard, Gary, that it doesn't let you type in?
There it is. I've got it.
No, I've pressed play, I think. No, I thought I had. It's Lovely Day by Bill Withers.
There we go.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. And I know it's gonna be
today and the lovely song by Bill Withers. Okay, and I think I knew it was the same one.
Well, that was the same one.
It was. We got the titles mixed up this week. Well, I've got to have an excuse sometime. I mean, I was ill all week. But never mind, we'll play that one next time Richard comes on. Are you coming back on the mic, Richard? You did a brilliant job of the meditation.
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, thank you very much. So sorry that I got the titles mixed up. So
yeah, you could play them next time or something on one of the shows.
Yeah, but we'll try typing in the title of the other one and see if we've got two with the same one.
There should be
same one.
Angel of the Stars, and you did start to play She Danced on the Water, so I know you've got that one somewhere.
Yeah, I know. That got mixed up with the meditation one somehow. Yes, heaven.
Let me try this one.
Okay, try that one, Gary.
Is this it?
No.
Not one of mine.
That's Noan Kachang or Chiog or whatever it's called. And I don't think it is it? It wasn't Richard, was it?
That wasn't one of mine.
Well.
There's one called Angel of the Stars, which starts with an acoustic guitar, and She Danced on the Water again starts with acoustic guitars.
Well, we're going to play out with the acoustic guitars. So, with that one, I mean.
Sorry, okay. So the Angel of the Stars is there somewhere.
Yeah, I think so, but I think we may have to just put something else on. I think we'll just give this one a spin. It's not one of yours, but it's a complete contrast to you, Richard, so we'll play this one. I cued it, but it's a long time coming in.
I'm listening.
So am I. It's been playing for 20 seconds and no music yet.
It's a sign that you should find mine.
Let me try this one.
That's one of mine.
Hooray, I found it.
Early one morning, just after the sun had risen to say that the day had begun, I saw a young lady walk past where I stood, and I knew I had known her. I watched the moon well, I couldn't be seen behind an old oak tree just up from the stream. She whispered a prayer that I couldn't quite hear, then she danced on the water. I couldn't believe what my eyes seemed to see, a woman that looked just like you, just like me. But she must have powers that we just can't see, for she danced on the water. Yeah. Of your ways, yeah, I will love you all my days. Although I was hidden, she looked straight at me, and before I could move, she was next to the tree. She offered her hand, and I took it to see just where she would take me. Now I'd never seen her before this strange day, yet she looked so familiar in her dreamlike way. But she was as real as the night is today. We walked down to the water. Yeah, won't you tell me of your ways? Yeah, I will love you all my days. Before I could move, she walked out off the all I could do was just hold my breath. But she didn't sink, she just smiled back at me, and she danced on the water. She held out her hand and said, join me right now. Fear overtook me, and I said, but how? If I walk out with you, I'll sink down in the depths and be lost to the water. She said, can't you see? This is your test. Will you follow your heart or listen to your head? For I am the love that will set your heart free. Come and dance on the water. My legs felt like lead and they just wouldn't move. But this beautiful lady was too good to lose. So I stepped from the bank and I reached for her hand. And we danced on the water. Yeah. Day had begun. They sent out a party to see where I'd gone. All they found was the water. So where am I now? Well, I just couldn't say. But if you see me dancing on water your way, it may be to you that I call out and say, come and dance on the water.
That was a beautiful song. Thank you very much for that one, Richard. And we're going to say goodbye and God bless. And thank you, Gary, for joining us and helping us out tonight, today.
Thank you, Jen. And thank you, much thanks to you, Richard. That was you were an absolutely brilliant, wonderful guest. And your music is incredible. And you've got a really great website. I encourage everyone to visit Richard's website. It's www.angelman.co.uk.
Mm-hmm. And get on iTunes and buy some of his CDs, because, as we said, all the money goes to the charity, to the horses. But even so, his music is so fantastic, you'll just want to have some in your collection. Okay,
wonderful.
So we're going to say goodbye and God bless. And I think I'm just going to play out with this one. I've just put my hand on this one. It's one of mine. Sorry about that. We can dance on your bottom. Dance on your bottoms to this one. It's a house track.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you, Richard. Bye, everyone.